Ziggy X. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Hey guys, happy Black Friday. This is Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那哎呀，今天我们中国已经星期六了，但没关系，美国还是 Black Friday, which means you can still go out and spend a lot of money.
That's right.
还是可以借机就是海淘网购啊。那今天呢，我们就来说说美国人民的这个双十一。前两天说感恩节像美国的中秋节，那今天 Black Friday 就是It's like double 11 to Americans, right?
Sure.
但他们其实好早就有这个 concept.
Yeah, this is at least 60, 70 years old, maybe.
是193几年美国人就想出来。
You know, there's a lot of stories.
啊，就是有各种各样的版本，对吧？
Right.
我听过一个版本就是193几年，然后那时候美国经济不好，所以就是好像总统。是 FDR?
FDR?
Yeah, he was like, oh, let's get people shopping, let's make this fake holiday. 然后后来也有人说为什么叫 Black Friday, 听起来就是很 bad luck.
Right.
很不吉利的。
Right, but you know, actually, when you are an accountant, black is very good.
所以它是对财务上来说、it means you're not losing money.
You're not losing money. When you're in the red, you're losing money.
你是 Wikipedia 看来的是吧
Maybe.
Wikipedia 是不是告诉你说 Black Friday 这个名字的由来就是有一些商家他们是说哎呀一年已经 they kept losing money、然后直到这一天大家都来买东西了、
right.
so their numbers turned black、
right.
就开始 break even打拼然后 hopefully become profitable、
sure.
能赚点钱、然后还有一个版本说 it also refers to like justThe hordes and hordes of people and cars going to town to buy things. 就黑压压的一大片。
Okay.
一说到黑色星期五呢，加拿大也是会庆祝吗？还是 you guys do Boxing Day?
We have Boxing Day, yeah. We also do Black Friday.
我觉得这也是加拿大一个比较有意思的地方，因为虽然从传承上来讲，你们比较 British Commonwealth.
Right.
Because they do Boxing Day.
Right.
他们的购物节是Boxing Day 就是圣诞节后的那一
天。The day after Christmas.
Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Right?
但因为加拿大离美国很近、so kind of do both.
We do both.
American and the British
That's、
way.
Right.
其实我们节目做了很久啊，我一直在想说啊，有没有一些新意，有没有一些 you know, content innovation 给大家呢？今天我想说 why don't we try something new?
Oh,、okay. it's about time.
就是 instead of 我和 Adam 两个人像脱口秀一样的说，我们现在来听一对美国小夫妻 Black Friday 黑五的对话，好不好
？All right.
好，那现在听听看。
I can't believe you dragged me out here at 4 a.m. to wait for Best Buy to open. I'm still in a food coma from last night.
Are you kidding? Did you see the doorbuster deals this year?We would have been stupid not to come.
I don't understand why you want all this stuff, though. Couldn't we have just slept in today and bought these things at home from the comfort of our pajamas on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, but the deals just aren't as good. I really want a new DSLR, and the first 15 people in can get one for only $299.99.
That's the only reason we're out here waiting in the bitter cold right now?
No, they have some great deals on DVDs and other gadgets, too. We can stock up on small gifts so that we don't have to do any more Christmas shopping this month. This is such an exciting way to get into the holiday spirit.
But honey, I'm Jewish. You know that shopping like this isn't really my version of holiday spirit.
You're right. Hanukkah isn't really about consumerism in the same way that Christmas is these days.I'll make sure then to not get you that new 4K TV that is only $499.99 for the first five people in the door.
What? $499.99? When are these doors gonna open?
I think all couples argue the same way. 不管你是哪里人，互相埋怨啦，抱怨啦，对不对？
嗯。
刚刚大家这段对话呢，听的其实就是我们开言，我们专门为大家写的一段像课程对话。Because you guys have probably been listening to our shows for a long time. 然后我每一次就跟大家说，如果成为开言会员，我们有更多的课，对不对？然后你就想说，哎呀，你们这个会员的课到底是什么形式，和节目有什么不同？
Right, so really what we want to do now is just kind of show you what our lessons are really like.
嗯，对的，因为我们的会员课程就比较 structured,、
right.
它都有像刚刚大家听到的我们原创的一段课程的对话，非常真实的。然后之后呢，我们很棒的主播 Diana, Adam, Spencer, 他们就会有全英文的这个讲解。所以呢，今天我们中英文跟大家来演示一遍，我觉得也可以学到很多的东西啦。 Hopefully 黑五你很有购物的情绪，你听了我们这个示范以后，你就觉得做开言会员真好，今天就升级。Okay, let's get started.
Okay, so in the dialogue today, right at the beginning, it sounds like the man, the husband, is not really all that happy.
他好像不是很 eager, 不是很情愿，对不对？
Well, look at what time it is.
他说4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m., 4 in the morning.
美国的 Black Friday 真的是这样啊，就像 Best Buy, 然后什么、
yep.
Target, Walmart,、
sure.
他们就会特别早开门，然后还有人 you kind of have to even go there the night before to line up.
To line up, sure.
对，然后 to get those doorbuster deals, 对吗？他们就是要冲，一开门要冲进去抢的这些特别便宜的东西啊、doorbuster deals. 好，那我们今天把这个对话也会放在我们推送里面，大家可以更好的去学习。那我们的公众号开言英语，然后回复黑五，黑色星期五就行了。诶，前面你说这个男的不太情愿，我觉得他讲的还有一句话也是很释放出这个信息。
Right, you dragged me out, or I can't believe you dragged me out.
To drag someone out 就是、哦、你硬把我拉来，对吧？我不想去。
Right, exactly. So you drag me to, you know,
KTV.
KTV. Well, you can't drag me to KTV.
你很喜欢去唱 K.
Because I like to go.、
Yeah.
But you could drag me to something else that's not very interesting for me.
How about shopping?
I was just going to say, how about shopping?
但你不是经常说你很喜欢去 H&M 买衣服吗？
I like having clothes. I just don't like shopping.
Okay. 好，然后他好像还说他昨天晚上吃的太多，对不对？
Right. So we have a funny little phrase here. Food coma.
Coma
I'm in
a
food coma, right? I'm having a food coma.
Coma 是不太好，是昏迷的意思。
Right.
但是 this phrase, food coma, means 你吃的太多太多。
Yeah.
You stuffed yourself.
You ate way too much. And so now you can't move.
You can't move and your belly awake,
right?
对不对？所以说吃的很多，你就可以说 I'm in a food coma,
right?
是吧？
嗯，
因为感恩节美国人真的就会吃特别特别多
yes, turkey, potatoes,
potatoes with marshmallow,
right, pie,
all the trimmings, right? 好，然后但太太她是觉得我们要抢到便宜货，一定要那么早来排队啊 ，to get these doorbuster deals.
Okay.
其实我觉得 Black Friday 就是以前比较 brick and mortar 实体经济的时候，真的就是很多店他们就是什么凌晨两三点
，right，
三四点或者五六点开门，然后就像我们说的，大家因为他那种很便宜的东西 it's limited，
right，
比如一个大彩电打折打到很便宜，但是 only like the first five people、
sure.
can get it， 所以真的有很多人会去排队，
嗯，
然后每年可能还有一些 injuries because people are trying to。Bust the door.
No, they love to show this on TV.
Yeah, doorbuster 就是我要冲进去，对吧？冲破门，抢破头的。但现在当然不同啦 ，because everything is online, it's mobile. So you can actually get these deals from the comfort of your own home.
Right, exactly.
对吧 ？Comfort 就是很舒服。然后我觉得这里也是很好的一个固定说法，就是说 to do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yep, exactly.
嗯。It, 其实 Black Friday, it used to be, you know, you have to like go to an offline store.
Right.
right? But ever since Amazon, 然后现在大家都是 shopping online.
Right.
所以其实你错过 Black Friday 也没关系。
Right, right, because you have Cyber Monday.
就是那个礼拜五之后的一个星期一。
Right.
That's where usually all the online retailers, 他们就继续的打折、
right.
对不对？所以这里跟大家说，你不要觉得哎呀，我那个没来得及剁手抢购，黑五错过了，因为你到美国网站买的话 Cyber Monday, don't miss that.
Don't miss it.
Even if you miss that, 也没关系，因为后面还有 Christmas 减价。
Right, yeah, there's lots of opportunity. Shop.
反正你要花钱的话永远不缺机会是吧好那我们接下来看看就是美国人很爱买的一些 Black Friday products、不同的那种类目啊其实我觉得电子类这种 electronics、或者他们对话里说的 gadgets 小的电子产品永远是可能男性很喜欢买的
Right, yeah
你呢你对这种东西会激动吗
I'm not a very classic example
哦、所以你对这种 electronics 什么的没有什么感觉
Right, yeah
Do you have a DSLR?
I don't, yeah、
DSLR 是什么东西呢?
It's a camera, right? It's a really like professional camera
Those expensive Canon、
right.
or Nikon 对就是单反相机
Right,
对吧?
They're really cool Like I wish I had one But I'm not gonna buy it
我以前也不是对这个东西特别感冒然后我先生他就很喜欢拍照然后他就说 Gotta have a good DSLR、
yep.
然后买了以后还不 stop 他就说 You gotta get the right lens 就是镜头
sure, sure.
然后说你这镜头比那相机还贵 So this dialogue is actually 很像我跟我先生会讲的话你跟你女朋友会这样吗
Maybe
好那 Adam 我觉得接下来就是我们要看的是美国人说数字呢特别价格So there are usually lots of nines, right? 就是它会让你感觉东西很便宜。
Sure, yeah, yeah. You can't say $300. That's expensive.
但如果说299.99，你就觉得哇，好便宜啊！
Yeah, that's so cheap. Wow. Yeah. So the thing about this number is we don't usually say $299.99 because that's just too long.
你们刚刚对话里面好像你和戴安娜说的就是
$299.99，
全连在一起的。
yeah, exactly. Usually for the after the decimal, after the point,
小数点
we usually would say like we won't say 99, like it will be 99. $299.99.
所以如果你听到这一长串数字，我怎么知道它是？299.99还是2999.99
When it's prices, where it's always going to be 99 at the end. You will never say 99 after the point, after the decimal.
反正刚开始大家会觉得有点搞，有点 confusing, 但是都有语境嘛。你一般听到这个东西，比如是几千块的还是几百块的，你大概自己心里有数，对吧？
Right.
而且我觉得当中也会有一点小的停顿 ，right? You kind of do hear
a little
pause.、
Yeah.
对 $299.99 Now,I know you're not that into shopping,、但这个真的是 you know, the holiday shopping season is a、
right.
great time to stock up on stuff.
Well,、right? just because I'm not into shopping doesn't mean that I'm not into stocking up on things.
对 stock up on things 就是囤货。
Okay, so for example, I like to stock up on toilet paper, tomato juice.
You're very practical.
Practical things.
很实用，是个过日子的人。
Right.
Adam 说他喜欢囤厕纸 toilet paper,、paper 还有什么、
right. tomato juice,
番茄汁。好吧。所以这个 to stock up on something 就是趁便宜的时候多买一点啊。
Right.
而且我觉得 holiday season 买东西除了 stock up on things 还能帮你、you know, get into the holiday spirit.
Okay, so sure, it's Christmas time.
对 the holiday spirit 就是上次我和戴安娜也有讲过节日气氛对吧、节日气息
Sure, so it's not just my feeling But it's, you know, you look in the windows and the shops and They're playing Christmas music And, you know, it makes you remember that Christmas many years ago
Oh, I love it
Yeah, no, so, I do too
我们12月其实会员课程一系列的学英语歌都是很好听的这种 Christmas songs、好 ,OK, 那其实在美国呢当然大家都知道它是有各个种族的人、对吗有一个很 prominent, 很重要的至少在文化上面你觉得很会发现很重要的就是 the Jewish community,
okay, right.
犹太人、They're small in number, but I think in terms of, you know, political,
culture,
social and cultural、嗯、prominence, 这个地位是非常高。你看美国的娱乐业也好，金融业，大家都感觉都是犹太人啊。所以就像我们刚刚课里讲到的 ,so it turns out that the husband is Jewish.
Okay. Okay, right. So actually, you know, if he is Jewish, he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Christmas, 对。
He has a different holiday in December, called Hanukkah.
Hanukkah,、mm. 光明节 Hanukkah 好像是 It lasts for
8 nights.
Yeah, 8 nights, 对。然后我就记得以前我们有同事美国人，然后他就是 Jewish, 然后以前不懂就跟他说 Merry Christmas, 然后他就说、mm. Oh, I'm Jewish,
yeah, I'm Jewish.
I don't celebrate Christmas, 然后他说、
right.
Oh, we celebrate Hanukkah,、mm. 这样。其实这些 little things 我觉得也是你跟美国人在相处的时候慢慢你会学到美国文化里面 很有意思的地方啊。好，那嗯，希望大家喜欢我们今天这个节目的新形式。然后呢 Black Friday 你有没有买东西？我看好像现在比如亚马逊上面呀，然后天猫上面都有很多说跟美国同价的啊。 So we hope you got a lot of those door buster deals without having to bust any doors.
Yes, or bust any heads.
对对、可以真正省钱有优惠。然后我也觉得我们开言英语的课程是很划算的，因为一年629你就可以学到真的700多节，然后每天都在不断更新的，像刚刚大家听到这样非常实用而且很生动、mm. 很真实的英语课。
That's right.
So we hope you like our show today, and you can always go to our public account, 到我们的微信公众号去看每集节目详细的文字推送，然后呢，去直接升级账户。
1 year, 629.
我们没有那个 629999.
629999.
就直接629一年。
How about 628888?
你不要乱给我们改价格。好了好了、that's it from us.、maybe you can share your shopping experience so far in today's lesson comments.
I can share my life's shopping experience in about 3 seconds.
好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
Bye, guys.